is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Right out of the gate, Happy New Year's to all you fine gentlemen out there. You guys are going to do your thing, keep your head on the swivel, especially if you're in Illinois. You damn sure better keep your head on the swivel, because now we all know what has gone into effect, i.e. the safety law, quote unquote, the purge law. But yeah, gentlemen, if you're in Illinois, make sure you are being extraordinarily careful. Now, this particular article, I really wanted to cover it the day after it was published. However, I was giving you guys the mini end of the year HMT marathon. But what a great way to start this year off with. Gentlemen, particularly the Passport Brothers, the Blue Book Gentlemen, the Passport Brothers movement has officially gone mainstream. Thanks to who? That's right, black women. If black women would have just shut up about this and not made it about them, then the Passport movement would have still been underground. But oh, no. We know they need any attention, and they will find something to make themselves angry about to get said attention. Positive, but mostly negative. Anyway, this article was published on the 29th of December. Why some black women aren't happy about the hashtag Passport Bros movement. Let me say this from the bottom of my cold, dark heart. Who honestly gives a rat's ass what they are or they are not happy about? Who cares? The Passport Bros have officially divided our internet. No. The internet has been way divided way before the Passport Brothers even were a thought. A growing group of thousands of black men are preaching to more men on social media platforms that women in other countries are the best source for a quote-unquote traditional woman to settle down with. First and foremost, that was not the original message. The original message was explore the world, explore your options. That's it. However, black women are the ones that made it about getting women from foreign countries. Now, of course, I could be wrong. 50-50% chance I'm wrong. But initially, it was about just simply exploring other lands. Women would be a byproduct of that exploration. However, that would not be the main focus. Just follow the hashtag and you'll see black men of all ages describing their experiences with the opposite sex in other countries compared to the women in the United States. Okay, so where's the lie? These men are generally happy. They're happy. Now, if a woman does, you know, present herself to you and you decide to travel to another country and a woman presents herself to you, hey, have at it. Be safe, obviously, but why not enjoy that? Once again, make the destination your main focus, not the woman. Most of our content on Travel Noir consists of people traveling and living abroad to find inner peace and happiness as a person of color on this earth. Black people, no. What they're trying to say is black women, even though we know that black men suffered a hell of a lot more in this country. But guess what? We were supposed to just shut up, take it, keep building, keep being disrespected, all that good, happy horse shit. The passport movement could be seen as an annex to that same inner peace and happiness concept. No, it's not an annex. That is the goal, to find peace, to find happiness, to find contentment. A group of black men who don't feel needed and admired by black women looking overseas for love. They travel to different destinations worldwide and find happiness with a partner of the opposite sex. Okay. Once again, where is the lie? Black men are constantly told we ain't shit. We're dusty. We're crusty. We're broke. You need to keep working harder. You need to work yourself into an early grave. And guess what? You just need to hand over whatever you earn and get nothing in return. Why in the hell would a black man or any man at that fact take that bad deal? The social contract has been irretrievably broken, especially in black America. Women against passport bros. Oh, this is going to be wonderful, gentlemen. This right here is wonderful. Black women and other women of color in America have gone to their TikToks and social media accounts to speak against the passport bros movement passionately. Black women in America already have so much on their shoulders. For many, this movement is the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Black women have so much on their shoulders. Why? Because the struggle that they see themselves in is self-inflicted. Oh yeah, we're not going to talk about that, are we? Black women embrace the struggle to be strong and independent, and you see the results. The black community is decayed. It's hollowed out. It's just like Afghanistan, bombed out and depleted. And guess what? There's going to be no hope for it. There have been future predictions about how the black family, and we know what family consists of in the black community, women and children. But the black family will have a net wealth of $0 in the future. But that has not stopped the majority of black women from saying, you know what, we still strong and independent. Okay, if you're so strong and independent, let me go ahead and put this question out. If not for this government actually giving you support, you will be nowhere near what you proclaim to be. Believe you me, ladies, the pandemic showed a lot of black women, oh crap, I chose the wrong movement. But their ego and pride is so overblown that they refuse to simply say, you know what, we lost. Feminism was never about us. It was never for us. But hey, far too little, far too late. They want to rule the smoking, you know, shit pile called the black community. And guess what? The black men who they would use as the community eunuchs, shout out to Obsidian, have left the building. Most of their rebuttals that the passport brothers are quote unquote weak black men who don't know how to court strong black women. See that right there? The joke just writes itself. Nobody fucking wants a quote unquote strong woman. Wow. This right here is absolutely hilarious. It truly is. It is absolutely hilarious. Black men have said over decades, even Tommy Sotomayor, he said this. If black women were to adjust themselves by 1 degree in a positive direction, they would put me out of work. I would not be able to make content on just how much black female fuckery there is if they just simply adjusted their attitude. Oh, guess what? You're hating. You're bashing black women. Oh, I'm going to go even further down the rabbit hole. Let's bring out one Crystalyn Karasen in her book called Swirling. And there was a famous passage in that book. Black women need to leave the black girl attitude at home when she's trying to get a white man. Oops! Yeah. Yeah. But once again, black men, particularly the quote-unquote educated lame black men, were never supposed to find all of this out. Oh, no, 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 no. See, guys like that, they were supposed to be put in the break in case all other options have been exhausted box. However, those men broke out of that box. Anyway, back to this crazy-ass article. Some women believe that the passport bros' true intentions are to have sex with foreign women and that they're not searching for love. Okay. And, like I said, if a man goes to a different country and he's having fun and he's enjoying himself and a woman of said country presents herself to him and she feels like, yes, I actually do want to be with this man for a little while. Why not take said deal? I mean, hell, do we even need to go into how Stella got her groove back and the reality show back in the groove? Nah. See, once again, the hypocrisy is absolutely staggering. Other women have gone as far as to say that they're emulating their quote-unquote white masters. Oh, gentlemen. See, this is where the whole colonizer shaming tactic comes in. But let me ask you this question. How is it that black men would be able to quote-unquote colonize anywhere when the numbers that black men are going in are minuscule at best? Once again, this is nothing more than a whole bunch of emotional gobbledygook. Period. Some women state that they're getting foreign women for the exchange rate, as foreign women only want those men for the little bit of money that they have. Okay, stop right there. Let's go ahead and stop right there. Every single woman on this planet wants a man with resources. Period. Point blank. Every woman wants to be provided for. However, when it comes to women in other countries, guess what? The little money that black men do have stretches further in those countries. And he gets a better deal for what he's paying for. Oh, once again, black men were not supposed to find that out. For shame, for shame, for shame, for shame. And of course, black women who are anti-passport bros have called these men everything but a child of God and a liar. Once again, all these anti-passport brothers, black women in particular, have made the point as to why they're leaving. Period. I mean, hell, the Filipina P broke it down. She broke it down to Parade Rest. You know, Helga Belbuska, she's breaking it down. I'm telling you, foreign women have seen the videos that these black women have made, and they are pissed. Hell, even the meat sack, when we had our Christmas, you know, family get together, she briefly mentioned it. And I said, well, what do you honestly think? But then she said something that I told her a long time ago. I said, you have to understand, because when she first came to America, she was like, why do so many black women have such a bad attitude towards me? I said, well, you have to understand something. Black women, in their twisted mind, believe that they own all black men. It doesn't matter if she's from New York, Hawaii, California, or my home state. They all believe that they own black men, period. And of course, when we were still actually living together, she'd always come home and tell me how much she truly despised the black CNAs. Now, she's a licensed nurse. Of course, the black CNAs, they gave her all sorts of attitude. But then, she actually showed them a picture of me, her, and our son together. Oh, that's when the hatred really set in. That's when she realized, oh, crap, I see why my husband did what he did, why he did marry me. But that's another story for another time. Now, it goes into how a certain group of black men are also speaking out against the passport bros. Now, before I even start into that paragraph, I'm going to give you guys a name to Google. Desmond Hatchett. That's right. Guys like Desmond Hatchett would, of course, speak out against the Passport Brothers. Why? Because the Passport Brothers were supposed to be the cleanup men for guys like him. Claiming that they're just a group of guys with no game. Now, of course, I've broken that down and I've given my acronym for game. Gaining a manipulative edge. Period, point blank. Game is nothing, in my opinion, nothing more than manipulating women to get sex. Period, point blank. Never notice these game guys never talk about getting a relationship. No, it's about getting into the woman's pants. But that's neither here nor there. The bros can't land a successful black woman because they lacked intelligence. No. It's not a lacking of intelligence. It's simply saying, you know what? If I have to go through all of this crap to get a busted woman, why bother? And believe you me, the majority of black women are coming with kids, debt, bad attitude, and obesity. Mm-hmm. And a black man who's got himself together is supposed to pick that? No. Mm-mm. But once again, I find it so ironic that the least married yet most divorced group of women who are absolutely the bottom of the dating rung in women on all major dating sites have so much venom for a group of men who they say they don't want, who say, you know what, I'm out. I find that absolutely fascinating. But here we are. It's 2023, and more black men specifically, but men across the board who can leave will do so. This right here, in my humble opinion, this article is an attempt, or should I say another attempt, from black women to try to actually get the government involved. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, see, right now, they're trying to make a pincer play, if you will. First, they want to try to get this government involved to try to find a way to stop black men from leaving. And they want to make the TikToks to try to make black men an unappealing choice for the women in other countries, and to try to spur the men in other countries to possibly take action against black men who travel to said countries. However, there's one little thing that these women did not think about. Cold, hard cash. Tourism definitely stimulates every economy. Period. They may not like black men. However, if black men are willing to pour money into their economy, guess what? They can overlook things like that. But that's just my humble opinion. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you think. And what is your opinion on the Passport Brothers movement going mainstream? In my humble opinion, it is absolutely wonderful. It truly is. Why? Because now it is completely and totally unavoidable. It is an unavoidable haymaker that has hit the face of a lot of women in Western countries. You refuse to improve yourself. You refuse to actually compete to keep the men from leaving. So guess what? You shouldn't bitch about it when men have said, you know what? I'm running out the plantation. I'm gone. I'm going to seek my happiness and contentment elsewhere. You had 50 years to adjust your course, but guess what? You didn't. You doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down on stupidity. So yeah, like I said in a previous video, you can only kick a dog for so long before that dog decides to either bite your foot or break its chain and run away. And guess what? More and more men, particularly black men, have said, nope, I'm out. It is what it is. Well, that's just more things for you ladies to think about, but I know you won't. And remember, all you Western women in all these Western countries, the power, all of it, everything you think you have that gives you an advantage to where you can say, you know what, men, you should stay over here and put up with our crap. We'll go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. Even though you're trying everything you can through social media to infect other countries, guess what? Those other countries don't have that safety net that Western countries do. And that's actually a good thing. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.